for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
I'd like to know, what's the name of this company? Because I'm seeing a charge showing up on my account.
Yes, ma'am. We service several products. Can I have your zip code so I can see what we charged you for?
07017.
07017?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Jeanette Wright.
Okay, Ms. Wright, I found an account matching your name. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
650 Park Avenue, East Orange.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see that you ordered the watch back on the 12th of March for $792 and the one-year warranty for $1,894.
No, I didn't order any warranty on it, no.
Okay, well, it was ordered with the watch, and you never called to say you didn't want that warranty. And the $69.97 didn't go through. What happens is that a watch you ordered was a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply, and to try the watch for 14 days. And if you don't cancel that watch, then you get charged the full cost of that watch. That's why we're attempting to charge that. Now, what we can do is give you 35% off that.
I don't have the watch.
Okay, ma'am, you said you didn't order the warranty, but you did order the watch, correct?
I don't have it.
So you're saying you never received it?
Never.
Okay, 1 second, because we do put tracking numbers on from the United States Post Office, so bear with me. Okay, I'm showing it was delivered on the 15th of March, ma'am, to your address.
The only thing that I have, and what type of watch was this?
It was a smart watch that takes your blood pressure, pulse, step tracking, sleep tracking.
But that was not the cost of the watch when I ordered it.
It was a trial, and you have to pay the full cost of it if you don't cancel. And it says it was put in your mailbox at 11:02 a.m. on March 15th.
So it was a trial.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm under impression that was the cost of it at that time, whatever that amount that I was paying at the trial.
Yes, ma'am. Do you recall checking a box that said you were at least 18 years of age or older?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So right where you check that box, there's full terms and conditions that states we are sending out our watch so that you can try it for 14 days. If for any reason you don't like it, please contact customer service and provide the customer service number. And it says if you do not call customer service to cancel within 14 days of the original order date, on day 15, we'll bill you the full one-time charge cost of the watch. But the charge never went through. Your bank declined it. Hello?
Yeah. I'm looking. I saw the decline, and then I saw it was taken out.
No, ma'am, we didn't take it out. It declined by your bank. It declined on the 28th of March. Now, what I can do is give you 50% off that price, and you can just pay the $30 for the watch.
I'd rather to pay the $30.
Okay. Now, you can return the watch without getting charged anything.
Oh, great.
So you need to return the watch. Are you ready for this address?
Yes.
105 Sierra Way. That's S-E-R-R-A.
S-E-R-R-A Way.
Mm-hmm. Number
okay.
178. And then
number
the city
178.
Yes, ma'am. And the city is M as in Mary, I as in Igloo, L as in Larry, P as in Paul, I as in Igloo, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, S as in Sam.
Okay.
California, 95035. Just return the watch.
95035.
95035.
That's what I put.
Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. I misunderstood you. Just have that watch returned within the next 7 days and you won't be billed anything further.
So what's the name of the company?
It's going to be in care of, let me just 1 second, Hype Watch, H-Y-P-E Watch.
H-Y-P-E Watch?
Yes, ma'am, Hype Watch.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, and thank you very much, and I would never actually think I'm getting something.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. But you will, yes, ma'am. You won't get charged anything else.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day. Yeah.